Educate client on advanced stages of debt collection. The debt collection process can become increasingly complex as debts age, with critical considerations that clients must understand. When a debt goes unpaid, it typically moves through stages: initial creditor collection efforts, assignment to a collection agency, and potential legal action. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, prohibits third-party agencies from being abusive, deceptive, or unfair when attempting to collect past due debts. Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, is defined as a federal law that limits the actions of third-party debt collectors and ensures consumers are treated fairly in the debt collection process. Each state has a unique statute of limitations for debt collection, which varies by debt type. While a financial counselor should only discuss the legalities of debt collection at a high level and be prepared to refer clients to an attorney for specific legal guidance, clients must understand that the statute of limitations represents how long a creditor can legally sue to collect a debt. Debt collectors sometimes reach out to people years later and demand repayment of old debt. Educate clients that they should not admit to owing a debt or make partial payments without fully understanding the implications. Risks of reaffirming an old debt include resetting the statute of limitations, potentially reopening legal collection options, and negatively impacting credit reports. When debt collectors reach out, they must send a debt validation letter, which is defined as a formal notification from a debt collector that asks a borrower to verify the legitimacy and accuracy of a debt. The debt collector is legally required to send this notification to a borrower when making their first contact related to a debt. This must be sent to confirm that the debt belongs to the client and includes details like the amount owed and the creditor's name. It helps the client verify the debt and exercise their rights under consumer protection laws. When receiving such a letter, clients should request written verification of the debt's details, including the original creditor, amount owed, and date of last payment. Be careful not to verbally confirm the contents of the letter when asking for verification of the inclusion of the required contents. Hospital debts present unique challenges as medical providers have specific collection practices that can significantly impact a patient's financial and credit standing. Unlike some misconceptions, hospital bills can be and often are submitted to collections if left unpaid. Medical providers may pursue collections aggressively, and unpaid medical bills can severely damage credit reports. Some clients may choose to pay old debts to maintain access to medical services, even if the debt is technically time-barred. However, clients should be cautious and seek professional advice before making any payments on time-barred debts, as making a payment can restart the statute of limitations and potentially reopen legal collection options. The complexity of debt collection demands careful navigation, with potential long-term financial and legal consequences that warrant professional guidance from an attorney. Financial counselors should be prepared to make a referral if legal counsel is necessary. Legal actions debt collectors can take. Collectors have multiple strategies for pursuing unpaid debts, each with significant potential consequences for the client. A credit card issuer or a service provider can first take action by discontinuing business relationships. This may include canceling credit cards, refusing services, or limiting the client to cash-only transactions. Such actions may restrict a client's financial options and access to essential services. Credit reporting represents another critical collection mechanism. Collectors routinely report delinquencies to credit bureaus, typically every month. These reports can have long-lasting implications, potentially affecting the client's ability to secure loans, rent housing, or even obtain employment. The impact of negative credit reporting can persist for several years, making it a powerful tool for debt collection. Communication is a primary collection strategy. Debt collectors are legally permitted to contact debtors through various channels, including email, text messages, direct messages on social media platforms, and phone calls. However, they face strict limitations on third-party communications. Collectors cannot discuss the debt with anyone other than the debtor, their spouse, or legal representative. Legal action represents the most serious collection method. Collectors have the right to file lawsuits to recover debt, though this is typically a last resort. Such legal action can result in wage garnishment, property liens, or other court-ordered collection methods. However, financial counselors should advise clients that creditors do not always choose to sue, and some income is exempt from garnishment, like Social Security and disability benefits. When counseling clients about potential legal action, emphasize that several factors influence a creditor's decision to sue. For vehicle loans, creditors often prefer repossession to litigation, as lawsuits can be costly and time-consuming. Creditors are less likely to pursue legal action for small debts or when the debtor has disputed the debt or is working with an attorney. The most critical guidance is to encourage open communication with creditors. Understanding options and seeking professional advice can help clients navigate the complex landscape of debt collection, potentially mitigating the most severe consequences of unpaid debts. Debt settlement, negotiating with debt collectors. When working with clients who are interested in negotiating with debt collectors, counsel them to gather and organize the necessary documentation. Original creditor information, current balance details, date of last payment, records of any communication history with collectors related to the account in question. This documentation will help the client verify the debt and identify potential statute of limitation issues before any negotiations begin. Debt collection interactions can often be emotionally charged experiences that may lead to stress-based decisions. Financial counselors can help clients prepare, counsel the client to recognize emotional triggers during collection calls, practice responses that buy time for thoughtful decisions, like counting to 10 in their head or taking a long inhalation before responding. Help the client understand that debt problems do not define their character. Help clients understand their rights under consumer protection laws and teach them about debt validation. Show them skills they can use on their own and support them emotionally through the process. Know when it is time to refer them to a lawyer for legal help, knowing when collectors may be violating the FDCPA. The FDCPA defines what is unfair or abusive in terms of collecting money from borrowers. As a financial counselor, educate clients about debt collector violations and that the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, only applies to third-party debt collectors, not original creditors. FDCPA protections do not extend to the original company to which the debt was owed. Financial counselors should also educate clients about specific prohibited debt collection practices for these third-party collectors. Collectors cannot harass, use deceptive or misleading statements, make false threats, or engage in conduct that is intended to intimidate a borrower. Collectors cannot contact borrowers at a time or place that is known to be inconvenient to the consumer. If the borrower is represented by an attorney, the debt collector must communicate with the attorney directly. Collectors cannot continue to communicate with borrowers who have requested in writing for communication to stop. The debt collector must provide the borrower with written notice within 5 days, information about the debt, the amount owed, a lender's name, and the borrower's right to dispute the debt within 30 days. The borrower can dispute the debt within 30 days of receiving a notice of debt collection. Debt collectors may not engage in any collection activities during those 30 days. The debt collector is prohibited from misrepresenting the amount of debt, the identity of the lender, or any potential legal action. Debt collectors cannot contact the borrower's employer. Debts owed to the government are generally excluded from protection under FDCPA. A cease and desist letter is defined as follows: a formal written notice sent to a debt collector or creditor, requesting that they stop all communication and collection activities regarding the alleged debt. A cease and desist letter is a powerful tool for clients experiencing harassment. This written communication demands that debt collectors stop all further communication. Once received, debt collectors can only contact the client to acknowledge receipt of the letter and inform the borrower of the specific actions they intend to take. Exhibit 2-52 illustrates a simple cease and desist letter template. Refer the client to consumer rights attorneys and the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, for the most current templates specific to their state or situation. Exhibit 2-52, cease and desist letter template. Financial counselors should educate clients to document all collection interactions and keep copies of all written communications. It is helpful to keep a log with dates, times, and content of all phone conversations. Counsel clients that stopping communication does not eliminate the debt. Educate clients that if third-party collectors violate FDCPA regulations, they have rights. They can file a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They can report violations to their state attorney general's office.